Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
Well, cash cattle markets continue to weaken as the week progresses. Despite the firm price support in futures trade, the significant amount of market-ready cattle in the pipeline that's expected to keep the industry under pressure through most of the summer is adding to the lack of negotiating power by feedlot managers through late June. It appears that there will be light trade trickling into the market on a daily basis, conforming to the trend seen over the last few weeks. That this will likely limit any upside cash market support in the near future, especially if box beef values continue to slowly erode lower. Firm gains in hog futures trade, which developed yesterday, sparked some underlying market interest. Although the ability to hold prices above early week support levels still remains in question, the reduction of pork in cold storage at the end of May helped to stimulate active support in all nearby contracts, but there's growing question about pork demand. With August futures still flirting with long-term market lows seen early in the week, it's going to take much more than a strong one-day shift higher for traders to regain long-term market confidence. Moving to the grains, the wheat market's higher across the board, led by Kansas City, as it attempts a three-day winning streak for the first time since late May. So far, July futures have found support around the mid-March lows, even if fresh lows were set for the move Tuesday. Better-than-expected yield talk out of the Southern Plains seemed to peak late last week and early this week, so it's possible futures are carving out a seasonal bottom at current levels. Corn prices are higher overnight, trying to buck yesterday's losses and avoid a three-day losing streak. Any stability today would be viewed as a positive, considering the peculiar day it was yesterday. And mixed two-sided trade overnight in the soy complex, with soybean oil and oil weaker, while meal posted small gains. After the confusing back-and-forth Monday evening from the White House, soybeans were able to recover the best, speaking to the underlying demand supporting the market. And we're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
Superior Livestock going to have their Big Sky Roundup Thursday, June 25th. It'll be on Dish Network Satellite 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll start with the Superior Sunrise at 7:30, video auction at 8 a.m. 44,900 head will be offered, including 7,300 yearling steers, 5,000 yearling heifers, over 7,000 weaned calves, and 24,000 calves on cows. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com for more information or call them 800-422-2117.
August live cattle was up 207, 9720. October up $1.30, 99.87. August feeder cattle up 145, 133.20. September was up 140 at 134.47. July hogs up 7 cents, 46.90. August up $1.40, 52.50. Kansas City wheat, the July was up 3 3/4, 435. September up 3 3/4 at 443.5. The Chicago wheat, July was up a penny, 486. September up 1.5, 491. July corn down 3 1/4, 325. September was down 4 cents at 329. July soybeans down 1 1/4 at 875. And August was down 3 cents, 872. July cotton up 52 cents, 6304. December down 41 cents, 5944. Crude August down 89 cents, 3948.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.